Hi, I'm Dan Taylor, a senior program manager on the Visual Studio team. In this video, I'm going to show you a preview of some new diagnostic features that we're adding to Application Insights that make it easy for you to diagnose errors and performance issues in your multi-tier cloud-based applications. First, I will show you how we've improved the Application Insights application map so that you can see the health of multi-tier Node.js and .NET applications, pinpoint the cause of issues, and get easy access to exceptions and related logs. Then I'll show you the new Application Insights Profiler, which collects sample profiles of .NET applications running in Azure App Service and provide detailed application analysis of example requests at the 50th, 75th, 95th, and 99th percentile. Let's jump right in and take a look at the new application map experience. For this application, I've got a mixed Node.js and .NET application, both of which are running in Azure App Service. Node.js is used for the web front end, and .NET is used for the API backend, which in turn stores data in a SQL database. The application is a team standup application, which allows me to select a user and put my status in from the last 24 in the next 24 hours. When I use this application, it seems to work fine. So if I come in here and say, yesterday I was building new features, and tomorrow I'll be writing unit tests, and I come in and say, add status, the application seems to work. Now let's take a look at this multi-tier application in the Azure portal. On my dashboard, I've pinned the application map from Application Insights to my dashboard. On the map, I can see my server nodes in the middle, my browser client on the left-hand side, and outgoing calls on the right-hand side. Let's open this map to see more details. As I select each node, it shows me the incoming and outgoing calls specifically for that node. So when I select the Node.js web front end, I can see the calls coming in from the web client and the outgoing calls to the API. If I select the API, I can see the incoming calls from the web front end and the outgoing calls to SQL. I noticed that both the web, the client, and the API are all showing a number of failures. When I click on the API, I see that my calls to SQL are all fine, which is showing me that these failures are probably occurring within the API layer itself and then propagating all the way back to the web client. You'll notice that when I selected each node in my servers, on the right-hand side, the pane showed me a list of exceptions that grouped by the operation name. So I can see that these failures are actually originating from the post check-ins API call. When I click on the exception, it takes me right to the most recent example of this exception, and I can see the exception name is the system argument null exception as part of the post check-ins API call, and that this exception occurred at 9:58 p.m. I can also scroll through all of the exceptions in this category. Note that they're all grouped by the function name in which they occurred. For each exception, I can click the Show Telemetry for this operation to see all of the events that led up to the exception, including any custom telemetry that I've logged, as well as the request data that's generated by Application Insights. In this case, I want to go ahead and look at the code to see why this exception might be occurring. If I open up my project in Visual Studio, I see that this argument null exception can be thrown when the username is passed in from the client as null. Because this is a multi-tier application, it's not clear to me at this point exactly where this username is set to null in the first place. If I go and look at the values returned from my API layer, I can see that in the list of users, that the username is null for the user Josh. Now I can use this information to try and reproduce this issue right from the front end. So if I set the user to Josh and try and use the application, I'll see that in fact I do get an error. And if I open the developer tools, I can see that this is indeed an error that's propagating all the way back from that check-ins backend controller. Now that I've reproduced the issue, I can go and try and fix this username null in my local environment and republish the application. That was a quick tour of how we're making it easy for you to diagnose errors in your production application. Now let's take a look at how the Application Insights Profiler can help you improve the performance of your application running in production. For this demo, I'm going to be using a music store application that's running in Azure App Service. This is an MVC application that allows me to select various music albums and add them and remove them from my shopping cart. When I'm using the application here, it seems to be working pretty fast, but that doesn't mean that all users of this application are having the same experience. To make sure that I understand how my application is running in production, I'm going to go to the Application Insights portal and take a look at the Performance tab. With the new Application Insights Profiler, we've added the ability to see the 95th percentile of the requests that you have running in production. Each line shows me both the median and the 95th percentile, allowing me to get an understanding of how my requests vary between the average performance in case of the median and the long tail performance in case of the 95th percentile. I can see here that both the remove from cart and add to cart API calls take about 700 milliseconds on the median, but take about 1.2 seconds on the 95th percentile. To get an understanding of these various requests, I can click on the example columns that are taken from the profiler. The profiler runs for about 2 minutes every hour and collects sample traces that you can then use to look at the various example requests. By default, we select the slowest request in the given time frame, and for each of these percentile buckets, we give you 3 example requests that you can look at, but you can always click the Show All button to see all of the samples that we've collected. I'm going to take a look at one of the sample requests here, and I'm going to click the Show Hot Path button, which will take me to the time where I'm spent waiting the longest during this request. Here I can see right away that I was spending time on lock contention in the add to cart method. This helpful performance tip tells me right away that 86% of the time during this request was spent in the lock. I can also see other information like SQL calls that happened at the same time. And I can see some of my SQL activity takes about 50 milliseconds, whereas my lock contention is taking over 1 second. I quickly see that I can improve the performance of this API call by over a second if I can eliminate this lock contention. I'm going to go to my code and look at the add to cart method to see where this lock contention is occurring. Indeed, I can see that there's a lock being taken around all of the execution in this method, including modifications to the database. This means that if there's any concurrent users using my application, they'll each have to wait for each other's database calls before they can get the results back. I notice that the lock is really being used so that this count item can be safely incremented and decremented for my cart. So I can improve the performance of this request by over a second if I can move this lock method around this block of code down here. These are early previews of new features coming in the future to Application Insights. We would love for you to try out a preview of these features and give us your feedback to help us make improvements. To try out the improved application map, go to aka.ms/AIAppMapPreview. The application map currently works with Node.js and .NET applications. To try out the Application Insights Profiler, you can go to aka.ms/AIProfilerPreview. The profiler currently works with .NET applications running in Azure App Service. That's all for now, and thank you for watching.